Hello, hi, welcome. The show's name is Politics. Although, I call it Politics. My name is Presh.
And my name is Dil.
And the title of this episode is Venezuela Election. And just to do some cleanup from last week, I spoke about Mpumalanga. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't know what happens in Mpumalanga. And then, like, I just forgot about it. And my cousin listened to the episode, and he was kind enough to give me, like, a two-sentence rundown of Mpumalanga, right? He says, Mpumalanga is indeed a big farming province. They mostly produce natural resources like coal and wood, but they do a lot of crop farming, too. Mm. So, if you were confused and, you know, wanted more information about Mpumalanga, there we go. Mm. There we have it.
It's a crop mining town.
Yeah. Mm. Coal and wood and sometimes crop. Mm. But yes, there we go. There we have it. You're informed now. That's what this whole show is about. Politics. Although I call it politics. And Mpumalanga is, you know, a very political place. Anyway, speaking about another one, that's Venezuela. You know about Venezuela.
No, you're going to have to tell me a lot.
So, which way do I attack? Not attack, but which way do I explain this from? So, recently they had an election. Mm. And their current president, Nicolas Maduro, won re-election with 51% of the vote.
Okay.
There is no evidence of election tampering, but the international community is calling it a fake election. Mm. You know, calling the results fake. Mm. And I don't like it either. I'm not a fan of Maduro, right? But he won the election. I don't know what you want them to do. But the question then turns to, why is the international community upset with Maduro? Mm. And Maduro is anti-American, right?
Oh, shit.
So he doesn't want to trade with America.
Mm.
And Venezuela has a large amount of oil, or petrol, as we would say, right? So
put the petrol.
America wants to get the petrol, the gas in Venezuela, and for a cheap price. But Venezuela won't sell to them.
Mm-mm.
So America has set up a huge blockade to to stop people trading with Venezuela.
Damn.
Which has fucked up Venezuela a lot because they can't, you know, get
blockade.
Necessary. It's not a literal blockade. It's a...
But still,
it's a metaphor.
They're stopping people from getting the necessary things
that
they need.
That's the first thing. Mm. And that's the first thing you should, you know, think about when you think about Venezuela, that America is fucking them up, right? The second thing that's fucking them up is something called hyperinflation.
Oh, snap.
This is when you print too much money, right? It devalues the currency. You know, money, I remember, like, in our grade 9 economics class, not economics, EMS class, Mr. EMS. Monero told us that you can only print money in relation to the natural resources of your country.
Mm.
So, like, if they discover, like, a bunch of oil, you would print money to the value of that oil. So it's tied to something. It's not just printing money for printing money's sake.
Yeah.
But you also print money for, like, in case, you know, bills have been destroyed, that kind of thing.
Mm.
Right. There's lots of reasons for it.
Values, losses.
Yes. That's just like a primary, I mean, not primary, like a high school understanding of it. There's obviously much more complicated than that.
Than money, man.
Right. So the hyperinflation is because of printing too much money. But now here comes the twist. Nicolas Maduro and his predecessor Hugo Chavez both identified as socialists, right? Which is a big no-no for America. America is the land of capitalists, right? So again, that's part of the reason why they put up the blockade. But America and the right-wing propagandists around the world want you to believe that printing money is because of socialism, which is definitely not the case. Every country prints money, right? The fact that they did too much of it is not a tenet of socialism. There's no book, there's no, like, Karl Marx didn't write down, hey, print too much money. They made a mistake.
It's not the instruction.
They made a mistake in their country, and because they happen to be socialists, I actually disagree that they are socialists, but just because they happen to be socialists, they get linked with that with the hyperinflation.
The events do not correlate.
Yes, the events don't correlate.
Sorry. The events do not correlate.
Right. The second news story this week is that two girls were stabbed in Stockport. Two very young girls. Right? And that is a tragedy. They both died. I'm pretty sure. So that's fucked up. But then after this, what happens is as fucked up, right? These people, far-right people in England, begin to claim that this was done by Islamic people, right? Without any evidence. Now, after the fact, it's come out that the person who did it is not Islamic at all. He was born in America, and sorry, he was born in Britain, born and raised. It's not like a migrant from a different country or something like that, right? But without any evidence, they whip up a anti-Islamic frenzy. And this riot goes and they destroy a mosque. Not destroy a mosque, but they attack a mosque, right? And, you know, it's a tragedy all the way around, right? That they shouldn't have... That it was actually a little boy as well. And people aren't gonna like this, but the boy needs help, right? There's something wrong with you if you go around stabbing people, right? There's that boy also needs counseling and like help. It's
everybody needs help, man.
Yes,
that's crazy. That's
everything crazy about this situation is fucked, right? It's
nasty.
Yes, it's...
How can they just blame someone else? They had no evidence.
Because they...
Nasty things.
They're against Islamic people. So anything that even looks like it's possibly...
they're bad. They're just going to throw it on them?
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's the point. Their hatred, you know... Their hatred doesn't care about the facts of the situation. All they want to do is, you know... whoop up hatred against these people that they don't like. Right. Do you have any new stories you want to bring up?
Nothing that I can think of right now.
Alright. Our next news story is about Pretoria Girls High School. So I read this news story this week and it doesn't say what the girls actually did. It doesn't give you like the messages that they send, partly because I think that they're minors. So like, you know, it's part of their privacy concerns that you're not allowed to share like their names and like stuff like that. So we haven't found out what has actually been said, but the principal of Pretoria Girls High School has been suspended for 12 weeks.
Why was she suspended?
Because she's allowed this racism.
What racism? Inside the girls' school?
Yes, from the girls' school.
Oh,
sorry, did I not mention that?
No. Oh.
I was saying, you know those messages in the groups? Those were racist messages about people in the school, right?
Oh, snap.
So those 12 girls were suspended, but they were brought back. So the not president, the principal,
yeah, the
the
principal.
principal has been suspended,
Oh my God.
right? Because people thought that those kids shouldn't have come back.
Oh,
Right.
okay. I see what you mean now.
Yes.
So there was a lot of scandal, and
Yes.
the principal was involved
Yes.
because, you know, she had to decide whether they must be suspended permanently or, I mean, what's permanently suspension? Exiled.
Expelled. Exiled is so crazy, bro.
Shouldn't they be
Ex
expelled?
exiled is dramatic.
Yeah, should they be expelled? Or should they even come back?
I think
Jeez.
like they need training, or somebody to explain to them in plain terms, this is what you've done wrong. This is why you shouldn't do it. You need to try to be better in the future. And that's all you can do. If somebody wants to be a racist, then that's a form of free speech.
That's their prerogative.
Yes. So all you can do is try to teach people, but that's really all you can do.
For sure.
The next news story is about Miss SA. Have you heard about this news story?
No, tell me.
So in the top 13, it's not even like top three or something. There's the top 13. There's one lady. Her name is Chedima. I forget her surname, but Chedima is apparently not born in South Africa.
Oh,
Apparently, she was born in Nigeria. You
okay.
heard about this, right?
Yes, my mom did tell me something, yes.
So there's been a petition to get her to be forced out
Oh my
because
God.
it's.
Because she's half and half. She's not full South African. She's
Yes.
half South African, half Nigerian.
Yes.
Just like we're all half something in the world. That's ridiculous, bro.
It's. I really don't care, like where you were born. If you are a full-time citizen here, you should be allowed to
For
participate,
sure.
right?
Tell me where you struggled at, girl. Show me. Then, yeah, we can talk
Yeah.
about that's where you live.
But yeah, the. I just think this is obvious racist bullshit. I usually. Not racist, what's the word? Like anti-foreigner.
Xenophobic.
Xenophobic,
Yeah.
right? This is just obvious xenophobia.
Xenophobia.
And yeah.
Xenophobia.
It's like this is how it starts. It starts with small things like this. But it sets a precedent that, we can bully, or not we, like people can bully immigrants because, they. Quote unquote, aren't from here, they're not, real South Africans. It's bullshit, right? It's a shame that I even have to comment on this.
There's a lovely FKJ song where he sings about why are there boundaries, brother? Why? You know? And I often wonder, why can't we just go to another country and live, you know? Do the best we can. What difference does it make whether you're from here or there? You know? We're in this together.
Well, I don't know about all that. I don't co-sign that, but look, I do believe there should be borders, right? Like if
Oh, did I say borders? I think the song is why they're boundaries.
yeah, boundaries, borders, that's the same
Okay.
things, right?
I don't know about all that.
The boundaries of a country are its borders.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Okay.
Right? So, anyway, I disagree about that. There should be borders because, like criminals could go between countries.
Boundaries. We
That's
talk about
a
boundaries.
place to like between the borders to catch, somebody who may be trying to flee. That's one thing. There's a lot of good reasons to have borders, but people, if as long as you've done nothing wrong, it should. Travel should be more freely done between countries. I do agree in that
Yeah,
sense,
yeah.
right?
Let us people
The last thing, and I spoke about the Olympics last week, and I said, hey,
What?
I have no care about the Olympics. I simply do not care about the Olympics. Don't bring up the Olympics to me.
Damn, bro, is that how you
Hey,
feel?
hey, don't tell me about the Olympics. Shut up. Shut your mouth. That's what
Okay.
I told everyone.
Okay.
That's exactly how I said it every time.
Oh my God.
And I pulled out a peg, a clothesline peg, and I tried to clip their mouth shut so
Oh
they wouldn't
my
tell me about the
goodness.
Olympics.
Oh my goodness, bro. With
Anyway,
the clothing peg?
yes.
Shit.
Anyway,
Why don't you
there's
believe the
a
Olympics?
Algerian boxer. Have you heard about this story?
No.
So she was born a woman. That's it. She's just a woman. She's not transgender. She's not like.
Okay.
She's just a woman. And the thing about her is that she has a higher than natural testosterone count, right? Which that's just a, that's not
A
a.
bit like that sometimes, you know.
Yeah, that's
And not something in your control.
it's a similar thing with Caster Semenya. She had a higher testosterone count. It's that's it sucks for you, but she has an
For
advantage,
sure.
right? So. It's this week she was in a fight with a Italian boxer, and they were fighting, and after two punches the Italian boxer gave up, right? And accused the Algerian boxer of being trans,
Oh my
or
God.
like not being a woman, let's say that.
Damn, bro.
So
That must hit her real hard.
yeah, they fucked me
She
up so
don't even
bad. I gotta
know.
start accusing my opponent of being
Sheesh.
transgender.
Nasty, man. Nasty.
Right, but regardless if she is born female or is a transgender woman, regardless, I just believe they should be able to compete, right? It doesn't matter, whatever, but in all honesty, I don't care about this. Right, this is like so low on the things I actually care about.
It
I
makes no
it makes
difference.
no difference to me, right? Like
It don't matter.
in terms when I think about
It
transgender
don't matter
people,
what.
right? When I think about transgender people, I'm thinking about like there's hate crimes done to them just because they exist, right? That's a far bigger issue that I care about rather than like people who competes at the Olympics and whatever, who gives a fuck about that, right? So don't involve me in the Olympics anymore. I'm sick of this shit, right? I don't want to
I
comment on.
mean, you don't have anything to say about that Turkish guy who can just pull up and shoot, bam, bam, like John Wick, you know?
All right, very nice.
You ain't got nothing to say?
I don't.
What about that swimmer who just be leaving people frames behind? Swimming through the flipping pool.
Couldn't give a toss.
Hey, did you see the synchronized divers? There's two of them,
All right,
but right there, there's like
that was crazy. I saw that. I saw that. Oh
You,
shit.
the way they jump, and then you're like, oh crap, there's actually two of
That
them?
was mad.
That's
That
crazy,
was mad.
right? What
God damn
else?
it.
What else was
And then
there?
like you watch it again to try see the
Yeah.
seams, and it's like it's still so perfect.
Hey.
Oh God damn. Anyway, do you
What
have any other
else?
new stories?
Who else is playing the Olympics, man?
I don't give a shit.
Come on,
That's
man.
the whole point of the segment, that I don't give a shit about the Olympics.
Fine. Nothing else then on my side. Thank you very much.
All right, well, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, give a like,
Yes.
etc.
Please.
Importantly, it needs to be a 5-star review.
Five.
You can find all our links at paicip.com. That's PAICIP.com. Please tell a friend. Tell that friend to tell a friend.
Okay.
Tell a family member.
And then?
Goodbye.
Oh. Bye.
All right.